Botched Up Society is produced by Rock Opera Studios. Hey, it's me. I just wanted to let you know that if you are hearing my voice right now, you can actually watch this episode on YouTube. And trust me, for this kind of an episode, it definitely is worth watching rather than listening. So make sure to check out our YouTube channel. You can find the link on our website, or you can go to youtube.com/@botchjobsociety.
All right. Chris, for the people at home.
Yeah.
What are we going to do today? I'll tell you what we're going to do. I couldn't hold it.
That was really good. That was
pretty good. As soon as you're like, okay, yeah. All right. Disregard.
This one here, let me tell you why he's a Philly.
Can you see how maybe it would have been a failure?
All right, guys, unconventional intro today. There's no couch, no headphones, no colorful microphones.
Yeah.
We're going to cook. We're going to cook some really bad cooking. But before we get to the fun,
yeah,
tell the people where they can find us.
You can find us everywhere at Botched Up Society. And that's Facebook. I almost said Twitter. X.
It's always Twitter.
Okay. That's fine. Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and I think that's it. There might be one more that I'm forgetting, but we probably haven't posted any.
I was very ready for a 16 too. All right.
But yeah, at Botched Up Society. You can also check out our website, botchedupsociety.com. I would highly recommend it because there are lots of interesting things on there to check out. Not just the episodes, but we've got a Hall of Failure put up there where you can get more detail about some of the things that we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And there's a merch store on there as well. And it's really just the one place to go to find out more and try to support us, which we desperately are in need of. So
yeah, I need support. I don't get enough at home. Also, it's a beautiful website.
Yeah.
It's just a very nice website. So I'd appreciate if you took the time to look at it. Buy a t-shirt. Please. All right. Let's go cook some bad food. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what we're doing is cooking two recipes. We're doing a sort of an entree dinner, and then we have a dessert. But these recipes are the worst rated. It's one of them is from All Recipes, and the other one I think is from the Food Network. At least 2 stars, no higher than 3. So you know that these are not going to be well received.
Yeah. They're probably going to be really gross.
Well, seeing the ingredients list, not even the ingredients list, just the instructions.
The process.
You're like, what is this?
If you're familiar with social media in general, you've seen videos of white women cooking very bad food. And it's like, that has to be on purpose, because as many jokes as you make about white people cooking, there's no way that's really how you'd cook that.
Yeah.
That's what we have here today. So like I said before, making really bad mac and cheese like you see the white ladies on TikTok do. So this is all I'm using. All right? I'm not cooking any noodles. I'm not making a roux. I'm not, as a black person, if you're watching this, don't take my black card. All right? This is not how I would make mac and cheese, just so we're clear. I'm just going to follow the bad recipe. It's what, 2 stars? 2.5? Something like that?
This one's 2.5.
Yeah. 2.5. All right. I can't read, bear with me. Oven's already preheated, we're good to go. Now I'm just gonna place these blocks of cheese in here. You know what, let me be a good cook. Wash my hands a little bit. We'll be right back after this message. I got some cheese here. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Fontina cheese, never heard of it. I'm gonna take a small little dab of this to taste it, but we're going to throw the whole block in here. Can I open this without cutting it? Probably not. Note to Chris for future reference, I got big hands, man. You're going to need some bigger scissors than that.
Oh, sorry.
I thought my finger was going to get stuck. All right.
I do have some. Do you want them?
No, it's fine. It's fine. We're just going to take a small little chunk off the end here. All right, that didn't come out as planned. Cut that in half. Christmas cheese. I don't know how I feel about that yet.
I'm trying to figure out what it's similar to.
It's similar to something.
Yeah.
I'll let it sit on my palate for a while. Fontina cheese, boom, right in the pan. Now we got some sharp cheddar. Okie dokie. I've put my two blocks in the center of my pan. Pour the pasta. How many cups of pasta is this even? All right. Now, the interesting thing about this recipe, again, it's one pan, you know? So you're probably used to, you boil the noodles on the side or something. If you're a Velveeta guy, you boil the noodles and spray, like put the powder in there or something. We're just putting this straight in the pan with the cheese. I don't really know what's going on. 2 cups of uncooked macaroni. Got my measuring cup and all my ching-a-lang going on here with all the cups. Cup one, into the bowl. Boom, cup two, into the bowl. So, at this point, I've got my cheese and my dry noodles. Now we are ready to, pour half and half directly on top of the pasta. I have to spread it evenly around the cheese though, hold on. You wonder when you see recipes like this, Chris, like who comes up with this crap,
yeah.
You know? I hope that what you cook is going to be much more, like, understandable. I can't believe that I'm doing this right now. Now, do you just put it around the cheese or on top of the cheese?
I don't know.
Spreading evenly around the cheese. All right, get off my cheese blocks. You all saw me wash my hands in our quick intermission, all right? Don't come at me about my dirty, grubby hands. I would say this is pretty evenly spread. This is actually pissing me off already. This doesn't make sense. Okay, pour our half and half. How much half and half do we need? 1.5 cups. See what I did there? All right. That's 1 cup. Oh, this looks so good. This is so stupid. That's a 2/3 cup. Where's my half? Forgive me for all my clanking around. There's my half cup. Boom. I didn't claim to be a professional when it comes to bad cooking. Now, regular cooking, I would have killed it. This, we're just gonna make a little bit of a mess. So I got my half and half directly on top of the pasta. Stir until evenly coated. So, all right, we're just gonna improvise here.
Do you want a real spoon?
No, it's fine. I don't. Maybe, yeah, I'll take a real spoon. What do we got over here? Yeah, there we go.
I'll give you a big one.
Big old spoon for a big bowl of noodles. You ever stir dry macaroni? It's kind of like when you're wanting to, you know, when you first pour a bowl of cereal and you want to crunch it down in there? It's not at all like that. It's not nearly as satisfying. It's actually kind of gross. I'm just going to really get in here. Watch me stir. It's hard to stir something when you got 2 blocks of cheese right in the middle.
Yeah.
And you told me to spread it evenly, and then And then I'm sitting here, like, moving it all around. All right. I'm going to consider that stirred. It's not supposed to be good mac and cheese anyway. If it were, they would have done it the right way.
I don't know why you're trying to make it good.
Man, it's hard to attach my name to something this odd, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I stirred my half and half in there. Got some good old cracked pepper here. Is this open already?
Yeah.
There it is.
But the amount of cheese in this, it's like they don't want us to poop later.
Yeah, you're gonna you're gonna feel this one. For a couple days maybe.
Yeah.
Gotta get an adequate amount of pepper in there. Let's breathe that in, get a good sneeze going, you know what I mean? Alright. Pepper's in there. Salt. Nothing says improvement like salt, I guess. This recipe's not gonna get better. Doesn't matter what you put in it. It's always hard to tell how much salt you're putting in, especially when it's covered in milk. Can't really see. I'm always a fan of salt later. We're just gonna maybe one more little dash. little bit extra came out there. All right. So now I'm going to sprinkle with my cheese.
Which one?
Both of my cheeses, actually. So I've got some white cheddar and some mozzarella. That was backwards. This is white cheddar. This is mozzarella. I'm going to use a fourth cup of each. I think, like, if you actually know how to make macaroni and cheese, nobody really monitors, like, oh, you need precisely this much cheese.
Yeah.
You just kind of go with it. So we're going to put a little extra, just slightly. We're slightly going to break the rules. This podcast is brought to you by non-experts, so I'm not going to, you know, be too strict about my measurements.
Right.
That's my white cheddar there. Seal that back up. Don't want your cheese getting dry and hard, you know? You got to lock the moisture in. Now we are on to our mozzarella, which is a fresh batch. Tear this open like the Leviathan that I am. All right, let's get into it. You know, I actually, fun fact, used to really enjoy Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the point that I thought about pursuing culinary arts or anything, but like, I used to love watching Chopped, Emeril, Rachael Ray, all of that stuff. Any of you guys watch this and, you know, want to throw me some cutlery? I'd be down. Let me host the next cooking show. This is all messy. This is a shame. Okay. All the cheese is in there. Now what? We just throw it in and bake?
Apparently.
This is dumb. This is actually upsetting me and my homegirls. So we're going to try to spread this cheese a little evenly. Make sure every little piece. Because you know that you got the big blocks right in the middle. That's the foundation. But you want the sprinkled cheese to cover everything in between. That's just 1/4 cup doesn't feel like nearly enough of either cheese, but at the same time you have a huge block in the middle.
That's going to be my problem here.
Grab a paper towel here. Some of this milk around the edges off. All right, so now we're going to pop this bad boy in the oven for 25 minutes.
Yeah, for mac and cheese, this is going to take a long time.
Yes.
Cuz it's 25. And then you stir and add the milk and then another 25.
And then another 25. Whereas, you know, maybe if you just cook the noodles and then already had your cheese melted down like you should, you just pour it over the cheese, mix it in, pop it in the oven for a little bit just to get a good browning going, you know. But these people don't know nothing about mac and cheese. It's all good. Now we put it into the oven. Myself, I love to watch what I cook. Is there a light? There's got to be a light button here somewhere, right? Guess not.
There is.
Am I blind? I am. I don't have all my glasses, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
25 minutes. Let me set my timer. Come on.
Is that the timer?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never... I just use my phone.
Yeah, man, you know, you got to embrace... the full experience. So I guess I'll take a quick little break and kill some time while I wait on my mac and cheese. I got more coming. Stay tuned. We got about 4 minutes left until this disaster is finished. I'm just gonna take a look real quick before we pull it out and stir it around. You wanna get in here, see what this beautiful thing looks like? That might be one of the most disgusting looking things I've ever seen in my life. So in a minute here, I'm gonna pull it out, stir some milk in it, and then put it right back in for another 25 minutes. Oh, do you guys hear that? It's time to pull this mac out. So guys, it's time. We're gonna pull this thing out. See, okay, I heard you. If I can get both oven mitts on. Smells delicious.
It doesn't.
It not smells, really.
It smells pretty bad.
If you wanna, can you shut your mouth? We got it on this camera here. Should have some other cameras seeing it. It doesn't look great. Doesn't really look appetizing whatsoever. Not something I look forward to eating. Now we're gonna put some milk in it and stir it. Let's see, half a cup.
Because, you know, we need more dairy in there.
Yeah, if there wasn't enough, like... Ew. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not great. Pull a little Homelander action here. All right. If you know, you know. Try not to make a mess this time. Half cup of milk here into the pan.
I cannot get over the smell.
It's just a little too cheesy.
Yeah.
It's a little too cheesy. We're gonna toss that in the sink. Put our cap back on the milk.
Oh, that's all the
milk. Get that out of here. No. Okay.
That was all the milk it needed?
Yeah, it's literally just half cup.
Okay.
Which, I mean, almost why? Like, why do you even really? This Fadego cheese, what is this? Fontina. It's not melted. This, why are you still talking about it?
Because of
preheat. Okay, got it. These noodles aren't, like, softened up or anything.
I mean, it does have another 25 minutes to go.
Like,
so.
they're still solid. What What is this that we're cooking here? Yeah, you are tuned into the Non-Experts Network watching Botch Job Cooking, and this, get in close on this. You see this cheese?
Oh.
Like this is like a cheese stick. Like it's look at that good pull. Mmm, tasty. I could just
that is not what you want.
Barf in my mouth right now. yeah, really mix this all around. Was I even supposed to mix it this way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to make sure. And cook until it's golden and bubbly. Not gonna happen, brother. I'm not gonna lie, this is actually kinda making me want to throw up. This isn't good. It feels like there's not nearly enough noodles.
Versus cheese?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's too cheesy.
Yeah.
Just a little too cheesy. Get this oven open and throw this back in here.
A little longer than a few minutes later.
It's time to get some Nasty Matt going. I'm telling you, this isn't going to be good. It's not going to look good either. Good and soupy. It's like steamy cereal.
Oh.
Mmm. Tasty. All right. Let's see what we got here. Ooh, it's golden brown. You know, I'm not going to lie. If I didn't know better, I'd think maybe it'd be okay. Okay, shut up. Don't rush me. Now, the real problem is you want to, like, stir it because you feel like it needs to be stirred.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you get a good mac and cheese out of the oven, you really just got to get your corner and go for it. Yeah. I feel like I need to just admire what we've done here today, you know? This is, it doesn't smell as bad now as it did 20 minutes ago, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little more cheesy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I still think it's just burnt milk smell.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm. Or burnt cream from the half
Let's
and
see,
half.
See, if we can just get a little... Yeah, it's not even okay.
I also don't think the pasta is going to be cooked. I think it's going to be a little crunchy.
It says crunchy.
Yummy. I've never not wanted to eat something so bad in my life. It's really good. Chris, get in here. Let's swap.
I think I'm like you. Oh, yeah. Just It's just the burning smell on the top is not pleasant. Okay.
Let's get in real good on this bite. Hold on. Oh, there we go.
It's so greasy, too.
Yeah.
This cheese, it's probably because of The cheese that's used might just be a greasy cheese, but it just looks so
not
greasy
good stuff.
And nasty. Right.
Like, initially you want to say, oh, it's not terrible, and then you keep chewing and you're like, oh, it is.
The aftertaste is really bad.
I mean, it's just straight cheese. That's that Fontino.
It's cheese, but it's just, I keep saying it, it's just burnt dairy. It's not good. And some of the pasta isn't cooked either.
No, it's just hard. I think I want to like it because I'm actually very hungry.
Yeah.
This is just not... I bought my appetite hoping that it'd be something decent that we were thinking of cooking up today, and it's just not. I know bangers.
this ain't a banger.
So there's the one pan mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're very glad that you watched it. Now you get to see what Chris has in store for us.
Yeah. Let's move on to dessert.
We'll be right back.